Half of all U.S. adults now have a mobile connection to the web through either a smartphone or a tablet, significantly more than a year ago, and this has major implications on how news will be consumed and paid for. That according to a new study by the Pew Research Center's project. We go behind those numbers this morning with our good friend Jesse Feiler. Jesse is a developer, consultant, and author specializing in iOS FileMaker databases and technologies for small businesses, nonprofits, and municipal governments. His most recent books are I Work for Dummies, that's I Work is one word. I just realized how that sounds on the radio. I Work for Dummies. No, it's I Work for Dummies. Sam's Teach Yourself Core Data in 24 Hours and its companion Objective-C in 24 Hours. His app Minutes Machine for iPad is available on the App Store. It helps nonprofits, homeowner associations, and small business manage meetings and generate minutes in real time. His website is northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse Feiler, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
I was on North Country Consulting. I was looking at these numbers from Pew. It is fascinating because it seems like we just had a discussion about smartphones and our use and how those numbers are certainly going up but you look at now, you're really seeing how it impacts our lives.
It's extraordinary. Well, every time we talk about this, I think I say that, but it is, and it's. Our lives are being changed by these mobile devices and the ways in which we use it. And that's one of the things I found very interesting about this survey, is because it really goes into how our behavior is changing. They're mostly looking at how people are consuming news on mobile devices. But between the lines, we see major behavioral changes that go far beyond news.
I have to say that I guess I immediately looked at the numbers when you sent them to me and I thought, wow, that's hard for me to believe. That seems very, very high. And then I just look at my own consumption, and I realize that I have bulletins and advisories set up for the New York Times and for CNN and for the Times Union and other news sources that they will send me a bulletin so that whenever I open my iPad or I turn on my iPhone, those alerts will be there. And that's how I find out what's going on. So I'll immediately go through that story. So it's not like reading the paper in the morning or watching the news at 6:30 at night. It's a constant day-long process where different stories that are deemed of importance by that news organization that are sent out as breaking news.
Well, what it's most like is sitting across the table from someone you know who is also reading the newspaper.
Right.
And both of you, and the conversation in that sort of scenario often goes, and we see it in this reading between the lines in Pew, you can see this coming up. Someone will be reading an article, get to the bottom of the page, and look across the table and say, are you finished with section 2 yet? Because that's where the end of the article is.
Right.
And then you have these conversations that are like your notifications, where you're peacefully sitting there having your first cup of coffee, and your partner across the table says, wait a minute, listen to this, I have to tell you this. That's what you've got in an automated fashion from the New York Times, and it's sometimes easier to take that way.
Well, and what's also, there's really no lapse. I have no excuse for not knowing what happened. You know, the minute the story broke over the weekend that Arlen Specter died, I got the bulletin and it made a ding on my iPad and I went over and I pressed the button and I was reading the article. And that to me is fascinating, because otherwise I may not have caught it until that evening in watching the news or the next day's paper. And quite frankly, over the weekend, maybe not at all.
Not at all. And that's very interesting. But one of the other things that's interesting, because you've set up the notifications.
Right.
You said, I want to be told about this.
Yes, yeah, I did.
One of the things that's very interesting in the Pew research is that many of the mobile device users exhibit the same behavior with regard to news that they've always exhibited. That is, a number of them, about 50%, as I recall, get the news once a day, either in the morning or in the evening.
And they seek it out.
And they seek it out just as they do with the newspaper or with
TV.
Now, one of the hypotheses for this may be that with tablets, a lot of them do not have connectivity except through Wi-Fi. So it may be convenient to get news on a tablet when you are near a Wi-Fi network, which might be at work. And a lot of people other than news people don't take time from work to get news.
Right.
But it's interesting that there are these consumers who get news just as they always did, once a day at home in the morning or in the evening with mobile devices. This may change as we get more Wi-Fi connections, but that's still out there. Not everyone is constantly connected.
One of the things that I also find interesting about this, and I'm curious as to your thoughts, is are we too presumptuous, and realizing that this is all very, very new, but are we too presumptuous to say that this will in some way, shape, or form make us a more informed culture and society? Or is that putting the cart before the horse?
I don't think it's putting the cart before the horse. I'm trying to think how to phrase this.
By the way, I've been looking forward to asking you this question all day.
Well, let me turn it around and ask you, what sort of event, natural, supernatural, whatever, what sort of event do you think would make us a more informed society? Well, miracle might be one of those.
Yes, but but you know, if we have greater access to news and we are look, there's a million sources out there, but if we have access to it and it's coming in and we are saying perhaps this is what I'm interested in and this is what I want to know about, and it's very selected and selective in the process, that we become more absorbed in those stories, so that when it becomes, I don't care what the issue is of whether it is something about education or something about tax reform, or whether it's about healthcare, or whether it's simply about whether this district in Western Massachusetts should get a new bus. Does that inform us more? Does the fact that these numbers seem to indicate that we're getting the news in a more direct fashion mean that perhaps could mean that we're becoming more informed and ultimately more interested?
Well, yes, it could mean that. It also could mean that we are building silos around ourselves, so we're asking for a certain type of news with a certain slant.
Right.
But one of the things that Pew points out is that with tablet users and smartphone users, they may consume more news and they may get news from more sources. Now, they may be a broader range of sources. They may be more sources of your political persuasion, whatever. But adding new news sources to your list of news sources seems to me probably a positive thing.
And when it comes to the quantity and the quality, I wonder about, I think about this a lot, because I think that there is, really, it's no different than those of us who worked in a newsroom two or three decades ago, and the AP would spit out three lines and tell you that this person has died, and that's all you have, where the Supreme Court decided 5-4 this, or whatever the case may be. But The question is, when this news comes, it's often not fully formed. It's much of what we say about the 24-hour news networks, that we haven't had the time to digest it in any way, shape, or form. It just comes in as a raw fact. And while it's good to know that, there still isn't the next step, which is to kind of put it into a context.
That's true. But for the people who are not getting it in real time, like the many people who are getting it once a day.
Up in the morning or in the evening. Right.
What Pew seems to indicate is that many of them on the mobile devices are seeing the headline, and then a remarkable number of them, remarkable to me, are going from headlines on to longer stories, including on smartphones. I was one of the people who said that, the smartphone is not a place to read long articles. It turns out, as I interpret the numbers, a smartphone is a place to read long articles if you're interested in them. If you see the headline.
And your eyesight's good.
Well, no, you can always enlarge the screen.
Yeah, I know. You have four words on a screen. But right, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but there are some very interesting, and we put it on North Country Consulting, the link to the report.
Yes.
Which is about 70 pages long. The first 40 are the analysis. And there's an awful lot there, but the encouraging things along the lines that you're talking about are the number of people who are reading long-form articles, which seems to me a good thing. On mobile devices, and the amount of time, not for news people, how much time do you suspect, I have it right here, so it's not a fair question, tablet owners, mobile device owners spend getting news on their mobile devices a day? It's an unfair question.
I've actively, 15 minutes.
No.
No. A lot more?
50.
50 minutes?
50.
Wow.
That seems to me like a lot of time.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers are for other media. But
and I don't mean to parse this too much, but also of how you're defining news.
Yeah, I don't know how I think they're just asking people about news.
Right.
And it could have been news from the world of international arms negotiations, or it could have been news from, I don't mean to disparage anyone, even indirectly, but it could have been news from Hollywood.
Right.
Which is more important than arms negotiations.
Or, you know, if you wanted to find out how the playoff game went last night. That's news, right.
Yeah. But people are out there, and there's some very interesting things to move beyond news in what Pew is finding out. They're pointing out that when people are reading news on tablets, and they're just focusing on news, they are aware of ads, and the click-through rate, that means seeing an ad and clicking on it, on tablets is about 7% for ads interspersed with news on tablets. Now, I don't know what 7% sounds like to you, but Ad Age estimates that overall it's less than 1%. So reading news on tablets puts people into a mindset where they're interested in getting more information. And they are particularly, the ads that work best on the mobile devices are not selling things. They're not e-commerce ads. But they're building brand loyalty, reinforcing opinions, doing the sort of the soft work there other than the sale. So I think that's interesting. I suspect it has some ramifications beyond news, but I'm not sure yet what they are.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it can be because our mind tends to wonder that we're reading an article and all of a sudden something pops up and this movie is opening Friday. He click here for the trailer, and you click, and you're like, oh, there's a trailer for this movie. And suddenly you're watching this thing on Lincoln. You're like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And it's, completely off the reservation as far as what you were reading just moments ago.
It may be or may not. It may be that, and I think
oddly connected.
There is a connection.
Yeah.
And people who are reading news are interested in certain things, just like people who are reading about other types of things are interested. That's why they're targeting ads.
How muddy do these waters get in the sense of when we think about news? For example, I'm checking Facebook and I'm looking down and seeing what my various friends have posted, and they have articles that they have posted from the Washington Post or from Huffington Post or from Slate or wherever the case may be, and you say, oh, I didn't know that, and you click on that, and suddenly you're reading something about an analysis of the presidential debate. So is that social networking, or does that then qualify as spending time reading the news?
Well, you use yourself as an example, and that's really not fair. Because when you do that, that's you enjoy it, but it's work.
Yeah, but also you're interested in, I mean, I think there's a reason, if I take myself out of it, I think there's a reason that people post that. They want, you know, they want their friends of somewhat like mind or, oh, look what I saw.
Yes.
Of whether it's political or not, or again, from a Hollywood story of, oh, look what Lindsay Lohan did, and this is stupid.
What?
Yeah. and put this up, and then suddenly you find yourself clicking on it.
That's, of course, the internet. That's the ease of the web. That's the ease with which you can move from one area to another as the mood takes you.
So what does that mean? And this is getting certainly away from technological and more into both sociological and journalistic questions of what it means for the content provider.
I would suspect that to the extent that the Pew report, which came out last week, had some new numbers that people had not seen before, what it means for content providers, I would expect, is a whole bunch of new meetings.
Right.
Because the content providers, in terms of news organizations and anyone else, they have to look at some of these numbers because some of them are quite striking and some of them are clearly transient numbers. Tablet use has gone up tremendously over the last year.
Because
tablet use has gone up. So we're in a period where we're all trying to find out how to use these technologies. And what's interesting, I think, is that so many people, the consumers of news and content, are using them the way they've used all the other ones, you know, like reading news in the getting news in the morning or getting news at the end of the day.
So do you look at it? I mean, I wonder if the New York Times says, oh, my God, look at these numbers. You know, we're the print edition, we're completely out of luck. Where you look at it and go, oh, my God, what we have put into our tablet edition and our subscriptions really seems to be working.
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting points that's coming out because some news media have been publishing information for years, have been publishing some or all of their content on their websites, some of which are free, some of which are paid.
Right.
That's been going on for years. With the advent of the app ecosystem, tablets and smartphones, some organizations, including the New York Times, have been building apps to deliver their news. And the hope was that, on their part, was that maybe the apps would be a way to, as they say, monetize the news in a way that wasn't so easy to do with websites. Mm. And it seems as if people are not, it's not that they're not enthralled with apps, but many people are still getting their news from browsers. And one of the things that I found with the Pew report, and I talked to a couple of friends about this, and we all guiltily admitted to having the same reaction, was that some of the things in the Pew study were actual, that 50% or more of the people with mobile devices are doing, are things we thought only we did.
Yeah.
I mean, I tend to, when I get up in the morning, particularly this time of year when it's dark, it's the middle, well, you must always get up in the dark.
Yeah.
But when I get up in the morning, I often do and have for years reach for my smartphone, first of all, to see what time it is. But I do actually read the headlines before I get out of bed.
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, it's the first thing I go for. And just to see what's going on.
And did you think you were alone in this? Because you're not.
Right.
There's a lot of us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And I also have to say that you know, you have your tablet right in front of you. I find myself now just over the past year. Now, I've had one for a while, but I find my reliance on it now has become unparalleled, where that it is, you know, my constant companion. Because,
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it is because you have it and it is you have it set up that it is it's a pleasure to read. The content has gotten, in many cases, the content has gotten so, well, quite frankly, beautiful to look at, that it's vivid and the colors are there and you can see it and there's beautiful pictures and you can click on different things and it's a pleasurable experience.
Well, and one of the things that Pew didn't get into, they get slightly into multiple device users, but I think we'll probably talk about it more later on, is what happens when you know that you can start to read an article on your smartphone and the device is too small and you can pick it up 3 hours later on your tablet, and you don't have to carry anything around with you. It's just the device on which you're going to continue reading is where you are. And that's really strange.
Well, that's the coolest thing. Yeah. When you're like, you're reading a book and you get to chapter 15 on your smartphone and then you hit your tablet and it's right there at chapter 15.
Right.
Like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com. And if we go there, we can read the Pew study. And as you said, it's quite lengthy, but it's really interesting if you start looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
Again, it's northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very
much.
Good
to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.